From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. This is the time of year when we here at WLRN like to look back at the news we found especially entertaining over the past year. This is the stuff that got us laughing or shaking our heads around the newsroom. And we can always count on the wonderful uniqueness of this place called Florida to get some national nods, too. This year from Alex Trebek, who almost lost it while hosting one Jeopardy show.
Florida man ordered to stay away from animals after throwing live this state reptile through Wendy's drive-thru window. Russ.
What's an alligator?
Yeah, why is that funny?
This is Nancy Klingener, and I cover the Florida Keys for WLRN News. As you know, in the Florida Keys, we really only have one road. We have US 1, the Overseas Highway. So when there's an accident or some problem on the highway, it's a really big deal because it means people can't get where they need to go, and traffic can really get backed up for like hours. So on one night in February, this guy decided that he would swipe a backhoe from a construction site in Marathon, which is on the northern or eastern edge of the bridge, depending on how you're looking at it. And he swiped this backhoe and he drove it onto the bridge and he dragged some boulders across the entrance of the bridge. And then he drove back and forth while the cops, of course, were chasing him, you know, sirens on, telling him to pull over. And finally, 90 minutes later, they had one of those stinger spike strips set up, so that blew the tires and stopped the backhoe, and of course, he was arrested. What he told the police when he was arrested was that he was trying to slow down traffic because people do not know how to drive.
I'm Nadesh Green, a reporter at WLRN.
One of the craziest stories of 2016 was a group of women walk into a dentist's office and ask for vagina care. So it was a protest against the Florida legislature where Governor Rick Scott had signed into a law, a bill that would essentially cut funding to women's health care at clinics that provide privately funded abortions. But the activists say that this law, in fact, was targeting Planned Parenthood and really poor women who need access to these centers. So the state provided a list of Florida's federally qualified health centers, and on that list were dental offices. And so the women said, well, hey, let's see if we can get this, you know, women's needs addressed at the dentist office. And they say, hey, you know, can you treat a yeast infection? The folks at the dentist office were mortified, but they wanted to bring out this larger message of, you know, access to women's health care. And they went about it in a way that most people thought was absurd, but I think that was their point.
I'm Sammy Mack. I'm one of the reporters here at WLRN, and usually I cover healthcare, but one of my Florida stories from this year. So a couple of years ago, the former county commissioner, Katie Sorensen, set up this Good Government initiative at the University of Miami. And basically it was this program to like train local politicians in civics, how government works, ethics, you know, all those things you'd want a local politician to know about. And it ran for a few years. And then this year, we come to find out it shut down for lack of interest. This is why Florida can't have nice things.
My name is Rowan Moore Garrity, and I am the education reporter at WLRN. One of the craziest stories I saw in 2016 was the one about a shop owner who had 24 5-gallon buckets full of cash in his house, behind his walls, in the attic, all of which he said was legitimate, which was kind of an amazing argument. He ran a hydroponic gardening supplies business. But just the sheer quantity of cash involved is kind of staggering. And that kind of fits into the picture that I've been astounded by as a new Miamian, of seeing these regular massive cocaine and cash busts. It seems like every few months somebody's drilling into the deck of a ship on the Miami River and finding 2,000 pounds of cocaine, or a couple months later, you know, 60 pounds of cocaine washing up on the beach to be discovered by a couple taking a stroll. So, South Florida, here I am.
And from all of us at WLRN News, we wish you a happy and equally entertaining new year. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.